This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
You know, some of the major cities along the East Coast may not have gotten the snowstorm that the meteorologist predicted this week. But nonetheless, we have a bunch of snowflakes that fly across the country every day on college campuses. And this is a big problem. These very delicate student loan machines, they melt at the prospect of their safe spaces being invaded by things that are perfectly normal. We're still a few years away from these participation ribbon recipients even coming close to sniffing the reins of power. But if and when they do, we're screwed. I didn't graduate from college. I was around there enough to know that the culture on campuses has changed so dramatically in those years since my time where I would have been in college that it's akin to when the Soviet Union fell, only in reverse. The left has always lamented the fall of communism, the failure of which is ignored in their glowing affection for the island prison of Cuba. Rather than accept that their ideology simply does not work, they cling to the belief that although it may not have worked so far, that's only because they weren't the ones doing it. They weren't implementing it. They didn't make it happen. Somewhere in there is a joke about the definition of insanity, and, you know, I will leave that up to you to make it. Still, there is no place closer to a totalitarian police state in the United States than the typical college campus, except perhaps public high schools. The key to winning the future is the old tobacco company model. Hook them when they're young. Young minds are easy to indoctrinate into anything through the education system because of the unique position educators hold as purveyors of important information. Parents don't usually send their children to, say, kindergarten, telling them not to believe anything their teacher tells them. And the parents are not aware of every message conveyed to their children in school. Occasionally, yes, but all would be impossible unless they're attending them with their child. Even if they were to attend occasional classes, the propaganda would be difficult to notice. And that's how indoctrination into the left-wing ideology works. Like Chinese water torture, one drop at a time. Now, this slow brainwashing was on display in Iowa this week when students from one high school apologized to another for wearing red, white, and blue to a basketball game. They apologized for wearing the colors of the American flag to a game. Why would students from Valley High School need a mea culpa for a display of patriotism they routinely make throughout the year? maybe because of this particular game they were playing Des Moines North High School, and North has some players who are from refugee families. Some supporters of North were offended on behalf of those refugee families, seeing wearing the colors of our flag, as you guessed it, racism. On Valley's Facebook page, an alum named Ty Leggett wrote, "This is an example of blatant racism. All participating should have been pulled and banned from all VHS extracurricular events for the remainder of the year. As a parent, I'd be mortified that my son or daughter thought this way, acted in this fashion, and refrained from taking a stand against this 21st century inexcusable behavior." I would have thought that it would be nice to appreciate the unique greatness of the United States, especially for all of those who fled their homeland to come to it. After all, if where they were was so wonderful, they wouldn't be here today, right? But they are here, and not by accident. Once here as refugees, they aren't going anywhere. On the pathway to citizenship, it is the obligation of refugees to assimilate into the American culture, the way refugees and immigrants have in the past, to become Americans themselves. And that is not how it works anymore. North assistant coach Morgan Wheat apparently doesn't think so, telling a local TV station, "Any normal person, any educated person can look at that and think, what the hell are these kids thinking?" I must be abnormal then. Because I don't wonder what they were thinking. I know what they were thinking, and I think they live in the greatest country in the world. And they're proud of that fact. What I do wonder about is how someone in a position of supposed authority can be ignorant of those facts and stay in this position. And here's the thing: if this was New York, I would yawn. This is part and parcel of what it goes there. But this happened in Iowa, which is the epitome of middle America. If it's like that in Iowa, then we got a big problem. The left wing indoctrination of children has metastasized into the heartland, and that should serve as a wake up call to Americans who don't view our nation as history's greatest evil, and thought that they were insulated from the coastal insanity. They're getting to your children, too. If the infiltration of the so-called flyover country doesn't set off alarm bells that proud Americans have to take seriously the threat of progressive leftist ideology, nothing is going to work. One day, some of the kids currently being trained to view the United States as a problem, the root of all evil in the world, will be leading it. If you want to know how that's going to work out, just look at the last 8 years. That'll give you a little bit of an idea. Hitler knew this. Hitler knew that if he got the children, he didn't need the parents. He knew he had time. But he knew if he got the children, he didn't need the parents. It's amazing to me that an ideology in America today follows that path so precisely. And equally amazing is that apparently there's a plurality of parents that don't seem to be remotely interested in what their children are learning. And it's not necessarily what they're learning, it's what they're being taught. They go to school to learn a skill set. They're not learning a skill set. They're learning a value set. The value set is the purview of the parents and the parents alone. But not today. Not today. I had to fight to make it my purview when my sons were younger. So, you better pay attention to this, because they are coming for the kids. And if they get them all over... This right now, that we're enjoying right now, this is just a layover. They will come back. When we get back, let's look at how Trump is grinding them down. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. History will record that once upon a time there was something called that called itself hashtag the resistance. And it was President Trump's bestest buddy because it provided him the cover to ruthlessly dismantle everything Barack Obama and team lib fascist tried to build. Whining and virtue signaling and figuratively choosing to die on strategically insignificant hills while dressed like lady parts. These were its methods. Instead of defeating him, it only made Donald Trump stronger and helped ensure his crushing of its members' liberal dreams. See, the problem for hashtag the resistance is that it is composed of stupid people who think they are smart people. Parochial bigots who consider themselves open-minded cosmopolitans. Meritocrats who really don't merit anything except contempt. They refuse to see that their hero Obama left in his miserable wake a country on the verge of being torn apart and a teetering legacy built of wishes and fraud that is collapsing right now before our eyes. When Trump is done, it will be like the one had never, ever been there. History will label Obama the zero. Zero accomplishments, zero achievements, zero return on America's 8-year investment in fake hope and change. For the worse. All that will remain of his Obama's reign, besides a few cheesy biographies straining to place him up there with the real presidents on Mount Rushmore, will be the lingering stench of his utter failure. Normals, breathe that in. That's the smell of victory. Every day, Trump gets stronger. Every day, the hashtag, the resistance, gets weaker and more embarrassingly pathetic. One by one, these liars' memes are falling apart. One by one, the Obama cronies are being dismissed from their D.C. sinecures and replaced with competent patriots. A nice change from the last 8 years of rule by a pack of smug, gender-fluid Tracy Flicks. Savor their pain as their hopes for some sort of deuce ex scandalabra rescue from the election day's cruel accounting crumble, leaving them with nothing but ashes. And the certain knowledge that every regulatory power grab and legislative ploy they thought was locked in is going to be herded to the kill floor and converted into hamburger. Make mine animal style with a side of free market and a tall icy glass of leftist tears. Say goodbye to the regulations that impoverish our miners, to the codes that skyrocket our electric bills in the name of the weird leftist weather religion, and to the rules declaring that puddle in your backyard one of the waters of the United States, and allowing some bureaucrat with a clipboard and a sneer to tell you where you can and can't build a tool shed. Slowly, but surely, that is all going away. Every day the Trump administration grows stronger, gets more embedded, does more damage to the leftist dream. Every day the leftist elite get weaker, less relevant, more ridiculous. Their very organized system of lies and deceit is expiring right now in front of us. And the whole Russian thing was fun while it lasted. That bunch of vague allegations shot to bits by James Clapper after Trump forced him to either fess up that it was phony or admit the Obama administration was watergating all up in there. I'm convinced that the Obamaites either hard-tapped Trump's comms or illegally accessed whatever was swept up by the NSA, which, according to the myriad leaks and defectors under President Faley McMurston Carter's watch, is everything. But proving that in court doesn't matter. What does matter is that Don plus Ivan sitting in on an onion dome meme is now a smoking crater, a nutty theory, on par with chemtrails, UFOs, and the idea that Lena Dunham is hot. Donald Trump doing the job the catamite media won't do. And let me be perfectly clear, to quote someone who I can't seem to remember anymore, it's all caving in on them. Look at St. Preet and the 86ings of Obama's ambulance chasers. Any news report that did not begin with something like Donald Trump demanded the resignations of all of Obama's U.S. attorneys today, something every single new president does every single time, was a hack lie and just more dictation taken by the eager Democratic partisans. You never got that baseline truth from the fake stream. You only got it from the alternative and the social media worlds, and the bad guys can't contain the truth anymore. The news is going to get it out, no matter how hard they try to contain it. And now everyone knows their game. You can hear the Brian Stelters and the Chris Cuomos and all the rest of these rump-nosing weasels howling in agony as all the power and glory they struggle to achieve turns into dust. Imagine that you worked for years, struggle and toil, and then finally you get your own CNN show, and now you have it all. You get it is grief from the jeering conservatives tweeting memes comparing you to Baghdad Bob. The fake stream media mediocrities are nothing more than a joke now, a whiny, silly joke. So, you know, Rachel Maddow walks into a bar with a safety pin, a genital beanie, and a tax return. And no one's listening. No one cares anymore. The Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's can't bunt the softballs on their lackeys, loft them 24-7, and the needle just doesn't move. No one is watching. But it does give Trump cover, and the cover he needs to be ruthless. And when you go at a guy like Trump locked and loaded, with the volume turned to 11, howling for blood, then you can't expect him to ask for or give any quarter. Jeb would have folded by now and whimpered under that onslaught, sobbing and begging to submit, but not Trump. He fights. He's going to continue to fight. And you fools have left him no choice but to go for your throats. And he's going to come for yours, and you're going to lose. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Allow me to channel a little of Prince. Dig, if you will, a picture of these two very different home invasions. Item number one, a woman is home alone when a strange man enters her house. Immediately, she runs to the bedroom and retrieves her shotgun. At this point, she positions herself, strategically, using the door frame and wall for cover and looking down the hallway through which the intruder must travel to get to her. In addition to this, a strategically placed mirror allows her to keep tabs on most of the suspect's movements. At some point during the invasion, the suspect turned a corner and started down the hallway toward the lady's location. At that point, what he saw were the twin muzzles of a Mossberg Maverick defensive shotgun. Coming along with this strong visual experience were the clear and concise instructions, get out. Now, using what would have to be termed his best judgment, he ran away. In the second home invasion, a man is at home when a suspect enters his house. Grabbing his gun, the homeowner yells for the suspect to leave. In this case, as in the first, the suspect utilizes exceptionally good judgment and beats feet. But unfortunately, the homeowner decides to give chase. He pursues the home invader off of his property and quite a ways down the street, whereupon the crook pulls out a firearm and shoots the homeowner. It is very likely that the outcomes of these two home invasions were the result of having a defensive plan and the lack of a defensive plan. Taking the time to consider what might happen and how to deal with it is an important part of personal defense. Waiting until the actual event is taking place with all the stress that comes with it is really a recipe for acting with really bad judgment or no judgment. Being in panic mode or full of rage will often cause a person to do things that are extremely ill-advised. It has been said that a plan, any plan, will not survive the first contact with the enemy, and since there are so many variables in play, that could very well be true, but we really don't know what the criminal's level of expertise is. We may not have any idea of his or her level of sobriety or judgment, and we don't know how well the aggressor has thought out their own plan, assuming they have considered such things at all. Not only are these things that we don't know, but we also don't have any control over them. But we can control our own response. Having a personal defense plan gives us a foundation for dealing with a threat. The scenario will very likely not go completely as we have envisioned. But having a plan gives us a place to start. It also gives us confidence to modify the plan as the situation unfolds. In the first situation, this particular woman had obtained defensive firearm training and engaged in continued practice. It is known that she had discussed ways to deal with criminal attacks with her instructors and knowledgeable friends. She was smart enough to ensconce herself in a defensible position that forced the criminal to come to her, and she had chosen a shotgun as a home defense tool. All of these are indicators that this lady had developed a personal defense plan and was staying as calm as the situation would permit. In the second scenario, anybody betting on this would have to say that the man did not have a personal defense plan and at some point in the encounter allowed rage to take over. He was in excellent condition up to the point that he decided to give chase to the suspect. Chasing a suspect is the job of law enforcement. Now, if the fleeing suspect has one of your kids under his arm, go after him. Kill him to death. But that's the only reason that you would do that. Deadly force is generally only permissible when a serious threat is in our face and there is no good way to get away from it. Once that threat is removed, once they turn their back and leave, it is not a threat anymore. You are no longer in defense. You are now going on offense if you continue. So even if it means that suspect will get away, you, me, the armed citizen, we have to stand down. Developing a personal defense plan involves getting as much good training as possible. It involves running possible scenarios through your mind and working on solutions to those problems. Part of the plan also involves getting expert advice from law enforcement officers and attorneys. All of those things should be done before a person ever has to point a gun at another person. Trying to think and function in the middle of an attack is tough, even when you've given it some prior thought and consideration. Some of you may get tired of me constantly hammering on this idea that you have to develop and work on this skill set to have a personal defense plan. But I have to say that in truth, running through all of these scenarios and everything else can make all the difference in the world as to whether or not you will survive a violent criminal attack. And a strong defensive plan may, as in the case of this woman, mean that no shots have to be fired and no one gets hurt. A strong personal defense plan may be all the difference in the world between you saying, they told me this could happen and I know just what to do about it, as opposed to good grief, what the hell do I do now? Which will it be for you when that time comes? Here's the thing about a personal defense plan. It's the same thing as dry firing. It's the same thing as practicing holstering and reholstering. It's the same thing as working on your aim. It's the same thing as working on your draw stroke in the first two shots, or the first shot, or whatever drill you're working on, the one, two, three, four, five. All of that is part of a personal defense plan. These are all tools that you're installing into your repertoire. And for everything that you install, every little nuance that you develop, you are saving yourself to a degree. And that's important. If you pull the trigger, even, you know, everything changes when you do that. This is not to say you can't get over it. You most certainly can. Without a doubt, you most certainly can. But everything will change. And in the immediate future, you're going to have some issues. So, the main thing to consider is that you got to survive this. After that, all these other things are going to have to be dealt with, period. That's it. That's all there is. And that's just the way things are. Bear that in mind. In a municipality here in the United States right now, we're going to go the way of the East German Stasi, because they're going to start asking you to show your papers that when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Police coming out of Connecticut, first of all, understand that. The police there say it's a simple request. This is coming from one of their news rags. Which one is it? I can't ever tell. Maybe the Courant. I don't know what they call it. In Connecticut, very shortly, if you were openly carrying a gun and an officer asked to see your pistol permit, you should show that. Coming out of this newspaper, we have this supposition that this is a very straightforward proposition. And despite it being so straightforward and so common sense, there were 6 hours of debate Wednesday at the state capitol complex about constitutional rights and public safety. Oh, my. The chief state's attorney, clown named Kevin Kane, their top prosecutor, testified that asking to see a permit is a very limited intrusion that would not be a violation of the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. Notice that one thing he doesn't do is he simply gets out there and says, I'm the top prosecutor and I'm telling you this is not an intrusion. He said that showing a gun permit is less of an intrusion than showing a driver's license. Now, currently, permit holders can refuse to show their permit if they are not suspected of a crime. Police officers cannot force compliance unless they have reasonable suspicion of a crime under the law. Now, both to their credit, okay, both Republican and Democratic lawmakers raised questions about this proposal. Representative Christy Carpino, a Cromwell Republican who is an attorney, asked, how can we ensure that the average individual is not going to be discriminated against? I'm not sure how showing or not showing a permit is going to increase public safety. Massachusetts, Texas, and 13 other states have similar laws to the one being contemplated in Connecticut, said Representative William Tong, the co-chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who is among 11 co-sponsors of the measure. Tong said, and he supposedly is an attorney who studied constitutional law, our constitutional rights are not absolute. You don't have the right to walk into the state Supreme Court with a firearm. You don't have the right to walk into a public school in the state with a firearm. If you go to a Starbucks in Newtown with a pistol on your hip, that's going to cause a reaction. The current law applies only if the police officer actually sees a gun. For example, if five people call police to report a person with a gun, officers would have to see the gun before asking for a permit. A judge dismissed a charge against a man who refused to show his gun permit. Scott Lazarick of Derby was charged with interfering with police after refusing to show his permit in 2013. Lazarick and another man were walking on the West Haven boardwalk, openly carrying guns on hip holsters. While the other man showed his permit, Lazarick refused. Robin Ciaro of Bridgeport, executive director of the Connecticut Against Gun Violence, said people can't believe that police don't have the right to see gun permits. He told lawmakers it just doesn't make sense. They just don't understand how this could possibly be the case, and the result is you have to do something about it. Representative Robin Porter, a New Haven Democrat, said she agreed with Senator Len Susio, a conservative Republican from Meriden, that the proposed law could be misapplied by police officers based on the color of a person's skin. We do know that there is disparate treatment in different communities. I call it profiling. Porter, who is African American, told a story of being pulled over by a police officer while driving her car that has special license plates that are reserved for state legislators. He had the audacity to say he needed to make sure that my license plate wasn't stolen. Berlin Chief Paul Fitzgerald, representing the Connecticut Police Chiefs Association, said the current law has been used to provoke police. In a written testimony, he said a small number of pistol permit holders have purposely engaged in open carry behavior and used the current statute language to create situations in which an officer cannot request their permit. These situations are unnerving to the public and have the potential to escalate into confrontations. That's the part that I love the most, where they get out there and start telling you what it's doing to the public. Have they found that? How do they find that? How do they know that? They're presuming that it is unnerving to the public. I don't know where this goes. I don't get to open carry, so I don't know what the law is in Connecticut concerning that. It amazes me that in Connecticut you can open carry with a permit, though. I mean, here in South Carolina, you can't open carry with anything unless you're a police officer. That part always gets me. But having said all that, I don't know. This idea, we had to deal with this here in South Carolina. I was told that police would not be able to tell the difference between the bad guys and the good guys if they were open carrying. So I will say, and I don't care how many states have this provision in place, I really don't. I'll simply say this. Only 2% of all criminals actually use a holster. So, knowing that they don't use a holster, they don't use a holster for a variety of reasons. Most criminals are not pistoleros. They're not. The gun is the same thing as a car or their pants to them. It's just something they have. They use it. They do their thing. They're not going to the range. They're not taking classes. If it's a 15-round pistol, they may have 15 different types of ammunition in it. It is without a doubt, I'm sure that. Now, listen, you know, I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush. There may be some bad guys that are, you know, just out there, just good shots. But that's neither here nor there. The thing that I am considering is a very simple thing. what they're talking about doesn't exist. The reasoning they're using behind this, they're saying that they are going to, I don't know, they're doing this to make sure you're a good person, to make sure you've got all your paperwork so that you can legally carry. And at the same time, how many people that have in Connecticut that have been open carrying have been committing a crime? What is this solving? It's solving, this is some more virtue signaling. The idea that a police officer, when a police officer walks up on me, if he wants to see something, here you go, sir. There you go. Because it's going to take him 2 minutes and he's going to be gone. I don't blame him for doing it. But at the same time, there's a lot of difference between making it a law and me and the police cooperating with each other. I support them because they protect us the best they can, which is not very good, but, they do the best they can. I know that all of them, to a man and woman, would do everything they can to prevent crime if they could, but they can't. They investigate it after it's done. So that leaves it up to me and you. And they know that. Police One, just go look at the Police One survey from 2013. They know that. But this is solving a problem that doesn't exist. Getting out there, if they could show me in Connecticut the rash of open carriers that have gone in and started holding up liquor stores and taking hostages and shooting innocent people, that's one thing. But I'm almost certain that doesn't happen. I'm almost certain they don't have anything like that. I am. I'm pretty sure of that when I'm afraid. And I haven't even looked. Because coming out of Connecticut, I'm pretty sure Malloy would have done something about it. We have hour number two coming up. It is looming over the horizon. That's all just over the next break. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.